So the good students are here that didn't skip class. Awesome. Actually, though, don't get in child's pose just yet, Kathy. Sarah, come on, Dana, come up for a second. So it's quiz day for those of you who have been coming for the past few weeks. You have a quiz this morning. Oh. You ready, Emily? Uh-oh. So do you remember a few weeks ago? I think you were here, Emily, and I think Craig and Kathy were here, so you guys are the ones who are going to answer the question. Do you remember when I talked about the three steps for changing transformation, changing any habit, any personal belief, limiting? Do you remember that sort of?
Yeah.
Do you remember what the three steps were? Really simple.
I remember the last one.
Choose something new?
Yeah.
Do something different. Do something different. Yeah, choose something new. Yeah. So what's the first one? Well, first you'd have to... Yeah, so for those of you that weren't here, just three simple steps. Anytime you want to change anything, whether it's a habit, physical habit, a limiting self-belief, whatever it may be, one is just to recognize. Recognize the habit, recognize the limiting self-belief, define it. Two is Kathy Grieve. Did I see you raise your hand? No. So two is cultivating pause, like getting to where you can see it happening, like, okay, S-T-O-P, stop for a moment. Whether it's, I always get angry when this thing happens, like cultivating S-T-O-P to stop. And then the last one is just choosing something new. Did anybody try that at all?
I did.
Did it work?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Okay.
It made me recognize it, because that was the day that, you know, I forgot my phone and I had to drive back. Like, I was coming here, I forgot my phone, I had to drive back. And the whole experience was really frustrating, and the whole morning was frustrating, so you reminded me of that, actually helped me during the week when I had other things come up, and I even talked to my mother and my son about it.
Awesome. Awesome. So it kind of worked.
Did you
ever try it and it just didn't work?
Yeah, probably.
Do you guys know what I mean? Like, you decide. Like, Agnes said this morning, my alarm went off and I was going to come, and I said, no, I'm going to stay in bed. And I stayed in bed, and then my mind wouldn't stop, and I said, okay, I'm going. And she got up and came. So that was an example of her choice in her mind overcoming the chaos. Does that make sense? So say you're in a yoga practice, or you're lifting weights, or you're running, or whatever it may be physically, and you have this aim to do something new, to grow or transform in whatever it is, but there's this chaos we have to overcome. Do you know what I mean? There's chaos, and oftentimes the chaos wins. Like, oh, no. I'm going to hurt myself. I'm going to stop. So there's this difference between letting the chaos decide what you're going to do next or allowing the decision in your mind to be greater than the chaos, right? And the chaos is there because that's what our body is used to. That's what our mind is used to. That's the habit we've ingrained. That's the belief we've ingrained about ourselves, right? So can we practice that on our mats? How? Just see what happens. Know that it's just the chaos that's your physiology is used to. You're gonna bump up against that chaos. So, and it's not hurt myself. I'm gonna stay until I, you know, whatever. Or hurt myself. Right. But it's just, focusing on your breathing. That could be your pause, right? That's the pause that helps you. That getting into your breath could be the pause that helps you choose something new. If you're not focusing on that, then your mind, your chaos could take you who knows where. So, yeah. Okay, let's try it. Okay, child's pose. Let's start there. And just touch into child's pose for, just take about 5 cycles of breath and just get really tapped into that. And then just make your way into downward facing dog from there. And it's really helpful, even just stepping into this practice this morning, just to set some sort of intention or make some sort of choice for yourself that, you know, what is it that you want to get out of this practice this morning? Not making too much out of that, but just choosing. Maybe it's one word, maybe it's one sentence, one thing that you want to choose for this practice this morning. And you could use your practice as a sort of laboratory, an experiment, to just watch and be curious about your ability to stay true to whatever it is that you choose or decide. And it's a practice that you can now approach with a little bit of different understanding, a little bit of different knowledge, when you know that your body, your physiology is going to bring some chaos that you'll have to butt up against, possibly, at times. You just practice making this choice, this decision, this thing in your mind greater than the chaos which arises in your physiology. Start to create your base just very, very sturdy. Start with your 10 fingers, spread them wide, get a good rooting down into the ground. And if you're feeling like what you would call too much, maybe in your wrist or your hands or any particular area of your body, start to shift out of that. Can you just create a different engagement to where you can maintain it, where you can hold? Now, if you haven't yet, start to bend your knees so that you can gain access to your hips. Draw your hips far and away from your wrist. See if you can elongate your spine just a little bit more. And then use a breath in to sweep your right leg up high behind you. Just have a really efforted attention in your foot. Spread your toes wide. Spread them apart where they're not touching at all here in spaces. And then go ahead and bend this leg and reach over and open. Ujjayi in breath. Empty your breath. And then straighten this leg all the way back out. Kick it long. Then foot right down to the ground. Come forward, high push-up position, and just hold strong as you empty your breath there. Do it again, fill up with breath. Stay strong as you empty your breath. Now look forward, draw your chest forward. Low push-up, or knees, thighs, and belly. Breathe into upward facing dog. Land back and down dog. Just a big breath in right here. And open your mouth to clear the energy. Let it go on its way. All right, other toes. Sweep them up high. Spread them. Bend and reach and open. Fill it up. Breathe it away. And then just strong and firm, straighten your leg, push your toes up, up, up. Ragdoll at the top of your mat. Take your feet wide, breathe into a flat back, a long stretch, and then just pour down forward. Drop the weight of your head down. And just see if you can pick a point of focus and stay with it for longer than 5 or 6 seconds. See if you can stay with the feeling of your legs or whatever it is that you choose. Could be just the sound of your breath, the feel of your breath. It said that the average human has an attention span of 5 to 6 seconds. Isn't that funny? We're kind of like squirrels or dogs or... And I do think that one way that we gain strength and empowerment is by really focusing on expanding that attention span. Take a different position with your arms from wherever you're at, any different position. Take one more full in-breath. Then let your arms drop. Just let them totally go. Wiggle your feet in together to your touch position and go to halfway lift with your breath. Fold back down with some bend in your knees. Close in, yeah. And then rise up. Stand tall, send your hands straight up. Just let the air move out as you stand here. All right, go up and go back, one big breath. Bent knees fold, so bent knees, so close in, belly to thighs. Halfway lift, low push up. Full upward facing dog, use your breath. Downward facing dog. Inhale, ah. Let it out. Now lift your heels up high as you breathe in, so you get way, way up. Keep them up. Bend your knees deeply as you empty. Set your eyes. Jump or step. Halfway, flat. Fold in, thighs to belly. Rise, expand. Fold in. Halfway lift. Chaturanga, low push-up. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Air just comes in right here. Then use the release of the breath out, so big release. Again. Out. Here you go, lift your heels with your inhale. So you prepare to get springy. Bend your legs, totally empty. Go. Halfway lift. Belly to thighs, hug in. Rise. Chair pose. So just take airplane wings, arms back. So palms, you just let them face forward and start to create here. We're going to create the action of halfway lift in our spines here. So you draw your hands back. So of course your arms and hands are different typically in halfway lift, but just create the energy in your spine. So very long, all the way through the crown of your head. And actually the way you were is better, David, so just long here. Draw your shoulder blades back, squeeze them back, and push them down towards your pockets a little bit. Imaginary pockets. Yeah, a little bit even stronger here. Breathe in. Now spark your hands so there's a point of opposition. Breathe out. So from hands to chest, really bright. Big inhale. Exhale. One more in-breath. Fold in, so belly to thighs, drop your arms, and then halfway lift. Recreate the same spine. Long, long, long. Good. Fold down and in. Rise up, fill up. Chair. In breath. Fold in half. Here we go. So this halfway lift, create that line of action. Chaturanga, nice. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Right foot forward, warrior one. So just try. Just pick a couple of points of focus. Just whatever works best to anchor you. Gaze, breath, body sensation. And let's see if we can stretch this average beyond 5 or 6 seconds. And I'll just for a moment, just bring the, you know, purposely bring the thought into your mind, whatever you chose at the beginning of class. So what is it that you chose to create for yourself? What intention do you want to bring in or have here in your practice? Bring it into the cells of your body right here. Everywhere, from your feet all the way up through your hands. So just express it. That's it. Full in-breath together. Empty this breath. Go one more big, bright opening. Chaturanga. Sorry. Breathe into upward facing. Breathe to downward facing. Other side, step it right away. Warrior one, rise and just create. So moment to moment. So you bring yourself into some clarity with this presencing, right? Attention. And you just trust and believe that you are creating. You're creating from moment to moment. The thoughts you choose, what you choose to hold in your mind is your reality. It truly is. And you start to feel that from your legs. Just empower yourself, your legs, your chest, your arms. Take an inhale and reach and expand. Full breath out. One more wide open breath. Chaturanga. Upward facing dog. To downward facing dog. All right, here, lift your heels up, use your breath in. Bend your knees deeply, so squeeze your belly in with this. Jump. Halfway lift. Fold down. Chair pose, come right up to it. Fold down again. Halfway lift. Low push-up. Upward facing dog. Downward facing, right side, warrior one. Just step to one breath, rise. Low push-up. Up dog. To down dog. Other side, warrior one. Low push-up. Upward facing dog to downward facing dog. Get one in breath here and just clear the way. Get totally empty. Now lift your heels up high, high, high. Bend your knees. Get it out. Jump. Halfway lift. Fold. Chair. Fold, halfway, low push-up, up dog, down dog, right side, warrior one, warrior two, reverse warrior, low push-up. Upward facing dog to down dog. Other side, warrior one. Just go lightly. Warrior two. Reverse warrior. Low push up. Just keep it all really light. Breathe into up dog. Go to down dog, right side, warrior one, step and rise. Warrior two, reverse, low push up. Just float through, upward facing dog, float through lightly, downward facing dog. Other side, warrior one, not too much thought with any of it. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Just move through, keep going. We'll meet back in downward facing dog. Just stay intentional and purposeful with your own breathing here. So there's no throwaway breaths, no throwaway moments or movements or actions. Everything is intentional. Even right now, your hands, your feet, everything involved in what you're doing. Let's together take an in-breath. Together an out-breath. Float forward. Halfway lift. Fold in, every moment counts. Chair pose, fill it up. Crow pose, a crow, and there's all the options. You could go to yogi squat, you could go to headstand, you could go to handstand. So you could start just right here, Nicole. And then to take crow, your hands are just like they've been in low push-up, knees into the backs of your arms. Hold for five, beautiful Tran. Hold for four, three, two, go. Low push-up, awesome, Steve. Big breath in, upward facing dog. Go to downward facing dog, right leg forward, crescent lunge. There's a lot of our understanding of ourselves happens when we actually start to increase this ability to focus, because you start to see what takes you out of focusing. You just ride it all compassionately. Just notice, let it go, come back in. And just feel the shape that you've taken in your legs here, and just feel, is it, are you landing that way because that's the way you always do it? Is there room to transform this just a little bit by taking your legs slightly different? Maybe there's space to take your lunge a little more. Maybe not, but just feel that. And so this willingness to step into the newness, maybe the chaos, stepping into it. Stay tuned in and purposeful with your own breathing. Stay with it. On your next out-breath, just prayer hand landing. So just land right, hands at heart center. Just feel each fingertip touch. Just embrace this part without the anticipation of needing to go to the next part. Just be right here in this piece. Now, can you create the line of that halfway lift in your spine? So shoulder blades back, so your heart is wide open here. Give it one more inhale to lift out of the pit of your belly, to twist to the right. Just keep checking back in. Where is my focus? Where is my attention? What's happening with my breath? And just scan your attention to all parts of the posture here. Notice if there's any throwaway pieces, and invite every ounce of your being into this right now. Your attention, your breath, your physicality, every bit. Take an inhale, reach through your chest center. Full breath out. Now one more inhale. And get totally empty of breath. Then it's warrior two to the back. So pivot all the way around. Yeah, so you just change directions on your mat. Create a lunge in your left leg now. So Deneen, turn it around. Yes, ma'am, right there. You got it. Okay, let's refocus here now. So new gaze point. Notice the the boundaries that habitually get created in your body, in your lunges. You feel your legs. Can you wiggle beyond the boundaries of habit that are there? Try it. Try going a little deeper in your front lunge. Now just turn your front palm up and open. Just ujjayi breath, one after the other. Take one more inhale here. Pour the exhale sweetly out. Wait for it. Reverse warrior. Stay and breathe here. Inhale. Exhale. Go one more breath. Side angle. Side angle, so left forearm, maybe to thigh. So this front lunge, check your front lunge, you guys. It's gonna wanna wiggle out of position. Keep it strong, that's it, Craig. Keep it strong. Can you keep your front thigh in a strong lunge? Now you could put your arm on your thigh, but you could go lower. You could take your hand down to a block or the ground. And then start to work your front arm and front leg together as one unit. So you sort of brace them in together. Now send your top arm long. Reach it out and away. That's it. And now with this reach, see if you can open your chest up a bit more. So lay your top shoulder back a little bit. There it is. Huge in breath. Empty your breath. One more inhale. And it's right hand down, side plank. Right hand plants down. Slide your left foot back, back, back. So option to take right knee down if you need it. Got it. See if you can stack your feet. Can you stack your toes? And just stay focused through the chaos. Make the choice in your mind greater than the chaos that arises in your body. Take a leg lift from here. Just go. It might be an inch. It might be way up towards the ceiling. Thank you, Sarah. Huge inhale. Breathe it out. Stay with me. Another inhale. We're not there yet. Full breath out. Now we are. One more inhale. Reach it out. Good. Low push up. Excellent. Wah. Big breath into up dog. Downward facing dog, you go. Air moves in, just love it up, breathe it in. And then love it out, let it go. All right, spread your fingers nice and wide as they will go. And tippy toe your feet up, halfway up your mat. Don't think about it. Don't think about it unless you have something positive to say about it. Like you can say, I'm a handstander, I stand on my hands, yes. So if you're gonna say something, make it positive, make it work for you, and then go. Take either leg in the air, and you'll just take little hops towards handstand, and if that's not appropriate for you, then just do the leg lift into the air. You gotta hold your arms like legs, strong legs like pillars. The only reason it's not easy is because we normally stand on our feet, right? We normally stand on our feet, and our body just knows how to do it. Awesome, Michelle, you're so close. Just go a little bit more, you guys, a little bit more. That's it. And then come to seated, hero's pose for a moment. Just sit on your heels, hands just on your thigh. Shut your eyes down and just focus in on body sensation. Which is sort of an unusual practice to just stop in the middle of something like that, just to focus in. But it's so empowering just to do that, just to feel, stay with feeling. And just for a moment, visualize doing that again, setting your hands into the ground, feel the strength of your arms. And just feel what it's like, imagine, visualize, to have your hips right above your shoulders, right above them. And your legs just effortlessly going straight up towards the ceiling. And then put it into action. So take that visualization, set your hands into the ground. So if you're new to this and you find yourself going all the way up and you're not sure how to exit it, it's like a little round off. It's like a little, you can do a round off, right, David? Awesome, you're good, yeah. So see, if you're feeling like the predominant work is coming from your legs, engage your belly more, lift your hips and belly more. Your legs just kind of trail with you. Awesome, Craig, that's it. Go for about 5 more little tries. Straight up. Ah, good. And then when you're done here, land in downward facing dog. If you're onto something, stay with it for a little bit. Beautiful, Becky, good Sarah. Then just land in downward facing dog. Take a full in breath right here and then open your mouth like a Green Mile breath. Ha, out. And then sweep your left leg up behind you, lift it. Crescent lunge. Now we're in it, right? Whoa. Body sensations, chaos happening, full drive, right? All of the sensations arising. A crescent lunge, this back heels up, Jennifer. So you, 10 toes straight forward, yes. You find the eye in the center of the storm here. So you just let that chaos kind of swirl around you. And there's some empowerment that happens when we just understand that's just the way our bodies work. When we're growing, when we're transforming to anything new. It's just the way we work. A breath out, draw to prayer hands right at the very center and just take time to feel and pause. Take one more inhale as you lift up out of your belly. Twists right over to the left. So it should be other leg forward, Mary. I think you already did that, so the left leg's forward this time. Yeah. I don't want you crooked. Let's see if you can bring a sort of zing of action, like a blue arrow light in your body from your back heel out through the center of your chest. So you're getting longer from the action of your back heel. And check in where your attention, your breath, your focus is right here. That's it. Breathe in. Breathe out. One more inhale, and you'll breathe out to finish it. Get so, so empty here. Big breath, warrior two to the front. Come all the way around. Wah. It's nice to switch legs anyways, right? It's actually easier to do it like this, right, in a way. You just change legs a little more frequently. So more reason why you could probably take your lunge a little deeper here in the front leg. Just see if it's there. You might touch into it and say, nope, that's not happening right now, but just touch into it. And turn your front palm up and open. Give yourself one full in-breath. Get rid of the out-breath completely. Reverse warrior. Stay to empty. One more breath and reach. Side angle, and a recheck of the attention in your body. Recheck into your front lunge. Try to turn your whole foot a little to the right, a little more to the right. Whole foot, heel also. And squeeze that in right there. Make that connection, you guys. Front arm, front leg. Brace them in together, however it's working. And go ahead and send your arrow of your top arm forward. And just pull straight like you're pulling out of the center of your heel. There it is. Use your space to lay your top lung back just a little bit right here. In breath, reach. Out breath, ground. One more inhale. left hand down for side plank balance. Slide your right foot back and just roll right into it. That's it, right foot goes all the way back. First, try to see if you can stack 10 toes. Can you stack heels? And stay centered in the eye of the storm, all the chaos swirling right in the center of your breath. And just see what happens if you start to expand the pose. A little leg lift, big leg lift. Go beyond where the boundaries are for you. Where are the borders of it? In breath. Out breath. Reach. Stay with it, Michelle. Get empty. And this is it, you guys. There's one more. Shine. Go up, 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 up. Low push up. Beautiful. Upward facing dog. To downward facing dog. Inhale right here and then open your mouth and wah, let it empty out. One more inhale. Move through the exhale, here we go. Jump or step. Halfway lift. Fold down. Chair pose, lift right up into it. So as you meet the edges of your effort and you work with this chaos that rises in your body, do it with the mix of easiness and effort. So it's not all strong, pushy effort. Draw your hands right to prayer center, right at the center of your chest. Take an inhale and get lifted. For right twist, go right over. There you go, Goldie, that's it. Take your arms out wide, spread them wide, and just do a bit of a scan of your entire body so there's no throwaway pieces anywhere in your body. Everything's awake and involved. In breath, empty breath. And then one more, inhale and expand, pour it forward, excellent. Rise up, get a counter stretch, go a little bit back, chair pose, sink back in. Just the feeling, the shape of awake and willing in every piece of your body. Take one full in-breath here, and then hands right to prayer center. Take another breath to get ready to go for twists. Go opposite direction. And so often when we send our gaze or we shift our attention in a posture, we lose attention in other parts. So see if that's happening. Keep your attention in your legs, your knees, your hips, even as you look way over here to the left. And now focus on the uphill quality of your spine. So from your belly to your chest, up, up, up. Yeah, come a little higher, a little higher. Now use two more of your own breaths here, you guys. Your second exhale is the biggest flood release forward. You just fold, pour it all down. Excellent. Breathe into halfway lift, get long. Fold down into your legs. Rise up, expand, get a counter stretch. Fold back down for a half moon balance, right hand down. So you just shift yourself into it from right here, right hand down. So block under your right hand is a good option if you're not sure. Right hand down, Jackie. Right hand down. So our mind tends to shift focus into like one part or one piece, and then we can lose focus or intention in the other pieces. So stay aware of the backside of your body, both legs, both feet. That's it, Jennifer, right there. If you want to take a bound posture, bend your lifted leg, reach back and catch it. And then if you catch the bind, the action is a kick away. Kick your shin away. There it is, Goldie. And you can invite in some backward bend if you have the bind. Keep kicking into both legs. Now, if you have the bind, send it back to where it was. Release it. Send your leg back straight out. Take a full inhale to revolve this pose. Left hand down. Same leg stays in the air. Same leg stays up. So if you're getting a clear sign from your body's wisdom that you need to come out and come back in, do that. But if it's just chaos, you guys, navigate it. All right, maybe you keep your leg lifted in the back or you bend your leg and catch it. But just notice the energy of your back leg. Is it wanting to drape way down towards the ground? Squeeze it up. That's it. Huge in breath. Full out breath. Again, breathe in. Breathe out. We're almost there, Becky. This is it. One more. Inhale. Sparks fly right here. Feet together. Yes. Fold down and in. Breathe into halfway lift right here. Stay and just fold down and in. All right, come on up. Rise to the very top. Fold again. Go to half moon balance on the other side. So it's left hand down now. So when you're in this, when we are in this phase of growth and transformation, and we're always kind of we're pushing our edge, but you got to really decipher between, is it just simply chaos that I can navigate through, or is it a clear sign from my body's wisdom that I need to do this differently right now? That can be the tricky part. Attention in all parts of your body, the entire pose. If you're gonna bind, go ahead. Remember, the action is kicking away from your body so that you start to bring in a little bit of like bridge or wheel quality to your spine. That's it, Tran, just like that. From the bind, release your leg lightly and send it strongly straight back out. Take one more big inhale. All right, revolve the pose, right hand down. So make sure you move your block over under your right shoulder to support your body's architecture there. Left arm goes out and open. First thing, you might want to action like you're pushing your foot into a wall behind you to get your quadricep into it, lift it and engage it. Binders, bind, it's like a relief, right? Oh, binding. And if you're binding, you should have more leverage to turn your right lung under and your left lung back. Good, David. Stay with it. You're right there. Right lung under, left lung back and open. Awesome, Craig. See if your leg will lift a little bit higher. Huge inhale. Full exhale. Again. Empty. There's one more. You're there. One more big, big breath. Feet together, wah, let it all go, pour in. Halfway lift, breathe right into it. All right, fold in, hug in. Come on up for dancer pose, right side. This right hand, catch on to your right ankle, your right foot. Agnes, see if you can catch the inside. Can you catch the inside of your foot or ankle? Other hand. Yes, it's like that. Yes. So if you're just needing to wait to do the pose, you know, just focus in and wait and, you know, that's fine. But if you're able, go into it. That's it, Nicole. And you just kick straight back to reach straight forward. Start to bring in the quality of backward bend. So you're not just tilting your spine forward, you're backward bending, chest way forward. Three of your breaths. Your third inhale is the peak. And right to the other side. So it's one motion, switch out, catch the other leg. See if Goldie, if this works. You turn your arm out that way. Now catch the inside of your leg. And see if you straighten up your bottom foot so it's straight forward. And if you need to put your hand in the wall, you can do that. So remember, it's not just a tilting your spine in space. You're not just shifting it to create an angle forward. You're back bending. Just like in bridge or wheel, backward bending. Heart shines forward. Three breaths of just precise focus. Feel every piece coming together. Stay with it. Your third exhale is tree pose. Just put your foot down. Other foot comes up to come right into tree. So right foot up. So just take your arms when you're ready into any shape. Streamline your energy, streamline your focus from scattered to just narrow attention. Feel your breath for five breaths from here. See if you can stay right with them. You get to your fifth exhale, exactly that's the transition point, just to go to the other side. And just practice again this idea of no throwaway moments at all, no throwaway postures. And really no throwaway thoughts. Every thought that you allow to be in your body, in your mind, is purposeful. Your arms go in any direction that just brings you into an awakened feeling in your body. Three full breaths from here, exactly three. Your third out breath is your forward fold. Just feet together, pour right down into your legs. Breathe into a halfway lift position from here. Then land in a high plank position. So right back. Just get solid. Get your arms solid in a way where it almost feels effortless because your arms are so supportive. And then bring the effort into your legs so they work right with your arms. And then just lift your right hand a little bit off the ground or reach it way forward. Just play with it. Try it. Right hand reaches forward or a little bit off the ground. Just feel the shift of your body and then match it so you have left leg lifting back. So you have opposite hand, opposite foot. Right hand reaches, left hand lifts. Feel the strength in your body. You've got this. And then switch it out. So you start with a little nudge of your left hand up. Little nudge up. And then balance the energy, left hand to right foot. Reach it apart. Awesome. Now full plank. Foot on the ground, hands on the ground. We're holding five. Now take a little buckle in your elbows for four. Just stay right there for three. Two, and then lower slowly all the way to the ground. Love the floor for a moment. Love it. Take an ear right into the ground. Feel your heart beating. Feel your breath in your belly. All right, now airplane wings, your arms just back, palms face the ground here. And turn your chin to the center. Just tap your chin, just glue it right down to the ground for a moment. And let your palms connect down into the ground, so face down, and just start to push your palms into the ground evenly, left to right, push them down. And from there, let your chin lift and your chest only. Keep pushing your palms down. Chin and chest lifts. See if you can push a little bit more into your hands to get your chest reach happening, just a smidgen more. That's it. Now lift your legs up. Keep your palms for a little bit longer. Keep pushing down. Awesome, Agnes. Now can you lift your knees and your quadriceps up off the ground? And now let your wings fly up off the ground. See if that gets your legs a little bit higher. Keep squeezing up. Full in-breath. Empty your breath. And this last inhale, squeeze up. Get way up off the ground. Drop it all. Drop, drop, drop. Take an ear. Let your breath move in and out. Couple of rounds. And now hook your hands behind you. And if it closes your shoulders off too much, take your towel, put it between your hands. And leading with the action of your hands, just start to come up. Lead with your hands, let your arms follow, your shoulders, your chest. And as you bring this huge lift of your whole body up, try not to squeeze into the back of your neck or your face. Keep that pretty neutral. And can you action your hands down like you're drawing them back to the backs of your knees a little bit farther? Pull way back. Now get your legs up even higher. Inhale, squeeze. Empty your breath. Again, light it up. Stay with me. Full breath out. Last one is big and way, way, way up. Drop it into the ground. Excellent. Let your hands and arms go. Let them drop. All right, bend your legs. Reach back. Catch them. Just feel the setup moment, just for a second. Let yourself have that. Feel that before going in moment. Wiggle your knees right to the right position, your feet. Listen for your breath first. And then start to build it. Start to kick your legs back in a way. And be willing to step into that inevitable chaos that's right on the edge of your transformation, right on the edge of your growth. We so quickly turn away from it. Just stay in the center of it. Five of your breaths, you guys. Just five. You got this. Stay with it. Each breath takes you somewhere a little brand new, a little brand new. Your fifth inhale is that exclamation at the end of the sentence. And then let it all drop and release. Excellent. Feel the release in your body. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. And just step on through for bridge or wheel. Not a lot to do, right? Just come into it and go right into bridge or wheel. That's it. Just set your feet and legs and go. Come right up into it. Now. Just kidding. I'm not that mean. No throwaway pieces, no throwaway breaths, no throwaway moments. Every single thing can count. Now use the push of your feet to wake your legs up even more. So see if it's possible. Can you bring a little more fire into your legs and see what that does for your chest? So as you come into your legs, can you draw your chest out farther away, more open? Let's together take an in-breath, an out-breath, and one more time, take it to the top, ground it. Touch your spine all the way down. Give yourself a big breath in and a big wah. Big breath out. All right, bridge or wheel, go. Smile at the chaos swirling. Smile at it and just go. So you got to make your choice in your mind, your decision in your mind, greater than that of the chaos that shows itself, that expresses itself physically. That's it. Now push into your feet again to get access to your chest and bridge or wheel. Take one more inhale. Ground it. Come all the way, touch down. Give yourself a big breath and then a big wah. Let it out. Let it go. Bridge or wheel. Go for it. You're ready, Lisa. Awesome. Set those hands into the ground. Go for it. Go up. Come on, shiny yogis, go. Sweaty, shiny yogis are sparkling. Beautiful, that's it. Yeah, move through the chaos of habit, a boundary. Take five of your breaths here, not 1 ounce of breath wasted, not one moment of thought wasted. Choose it all. And just stay bright to the very top moment. And when you release, you guys, let everything drop into the ground. And so right here, you've got 3 full breaths just to settle and release and to be ready for one last one, okay? One more. You heard me. One more. You can hold me to it. But Joanne, don't cry. That's so beautiful. Your chaos is right there in your face, in your body. Isn't it beautiful? Our drama queens, our drama kings. Oh, it's so cool, though, to know that that's just how our physiology works. Let it come and then smile at it. Right, Agnes? And you just get out of bed anyway. Just get out of bed and get here anyway. Go. You're ready. You can always change your mind once you go into it. Don't be afraid of your greatness. Don't be afraid of your strength here, you guys. Come on. Now take a leg option, leg into your chest or up. And if you're not doing that, don't make it mean it's time for you to come out. Just stay in. If you're taking a leg up, switch it out when you're ready. We're holding together, counting together, 10. 9, come with me, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come on down, excellent. High five your neighbor, give them a little fist bump. But fist bumps I don't think are cool anymore, right? My kids try to keep me in the cool, but I stay in my old habitual ways, and I'm like, high five. I don't know. I just know when it's awesome you say that's sick, right? That's really sick? No? Oh, okay, that's out too? Darn it. Dope. Interesting, right? All right, want to go upside down a little bit? Why not, right? Look how far we've come. Okay, give yourself a little counter stretch. I get a little inversion. Should we go back to that U2 that was playing earlier?
Yeah.
Okay. Just take your feet up into the air, however you'd like. Thank you. So it's a good time here to just return to whatever it was that you chose in the beginning of class, whatever intention you chose, whatever you wanted to create for yourself, return to it here. And if you didn't choose anything, you can do that now. If your soul is feeling like you just need to sing along, then sing along. Heck yeah, why not? Don't hold back. Is that you singing, Joanne?
Yeah.
Oh, well, now you're kicking me, girl. That was my fault, probably.
What a transformation.
Right? She was crying and now she's singing. Yeah. Thanks for pointing that out, David. All right, anything you want here at the end of this inversion, the last fireworks, go ahead and take it. And then make your way into a half pigeon, right leg forward, left leg back. Allow your body that window of wiggling and shifting and finding it, and then feel that moment that you just land there and you just surrender to it all. Go ahead and bend your back leg, reach back and catch it. And you can catch it with either hand, just depending on how you want to work it. You could stay upright for more of a king pigeon heart lift. If you want to catch your foot and then come back forward into the fold, that's an option. If you'd rather not catch your foot at all, that's an option. Last couple of breaths with it. And then just change it all out, let it go, and make your way however you want to get there. Other side, half pigeon. Go ahead and bend your back leg if you're going there. Either hand catches. Finish it off and let it all go. Swing both legs straight out in front of you and just go all the way back to your back. Go right into a twist on your back. You can hug one knee in or both knees in. Just let your legs go one way and look the other way. Go the other direction. We'll save that one for tonight. About 5 o'clock tonight. That's a good one, huh? Happy baby. Happy baby, you happy babies. Hug your knees into yourself, wrap your arms around your legs, and just curl in as tight as you can. And just send your legs away and send your arms away. Just one big victory breath here, one big inhale as you reach. And then just drop in, you guys. Let your whole body go, let your feet go. Your arms and hands and eyes go and just let yourself drop in. ahead and start to move a bit and eventually make your way to a side. Come on up to a seated posture. And just hold your body in just a shape of openness and willingness in all of the cells of your body. Bring your hands together at your heart. Take a breath in all together to send out. Hands to forehead center and together let's say namaste. High five, y'all. Good job. Happy Saturday. Have a great weekend. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
You're welcome. There you go, Joanne. This one's to send you out the door.
Oh, okay.
I know you like that one, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's both. It's definitely.
Awesome.
This is a. We made a podcast today.
Electronic cigarettes there for a minute.
Yeah, I was.
Just in case I needed a hit during.
In case you needed a hit, yeah.
During Eagle Pose.
Yeah.